Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. You're with Donald Casey. I just wanted to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And ask the blood of Jesus be on upon us. And as we're going through these wicked times, Father, we just ask for the blood to protect us spiritually, mentally, and physically. And just want to say thank you for arising us another day and give you all the glory in everything that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Welcome to another episode. Just wanted to talk to y'all briefly, what laid on my heart. I named the show God is Good. Because, you know, again, I want people to understand how much grace that you have, that the blood of Jesus is on us, including me as well. And a lot of people don't get to understand how good we got it as a believer, or just living life in general. There's a lot of things that people are wishing. Some people don't even have an eyesight, can't even walk, or, you know, missing limbs. And people complain about things that's not important. And I always discuss this, but I want you to really sit and think how much grace is over you, the blood of Jesus, of even to the non-believer, he has even grace for. And for people who are Christian, you know, don't even know how good they have it as well. And they still abuse their authority, in a sense. People at the church, not all the churches is bad. But my whole point is this, is that, you know, we live life like this, and you know, me personally, I don't know how you can really wake up and still be disgusted with a situation when God has already gave you the power to overcome these situations. You see what I'm getting at? What I'm saying is that if you didn't get a certain car or a cell phone, or if you got shelter over your head and all these things, or if you're even getting something to eat, you know, I mean, God wants you to prosper and do good, but you got to help others. And the thing is that people don't know exactly how good they have it. I mean, period. And I'm not even talking about people who have riches or anything like that, or just discuss with the world. I mean, there are a lot of things that the Father has already gave us. And that in itself is great. I mean, you don't really need too much more. And I want to open up your eyes to let you know is that you are truly blessed. Even if you're not where you're supposed to be, you're still blessed. You still have a chance to go out and do God's will. I want you to understand, I was discussing this with my brother too. Pray for him as well, you know. My brother Charles and my family as well. Nothing's wrong, just, you know, pray for him anyway, as well as myself. I want you to understand that time is good. Because, you know, sometimes it goes, oh man, I'm tired of this, I want to end it, or whatever. But a lot of people don't understand you have to let God do his work. And just be patient. But meanwhile, while you're being patient, do something for somebody else who's less fortunate. Or if you know somebody who is fortunate, incite them to something that they're missing. Because a lot of times is that most people are out for self. But I can't speak to the selfish person because I'm selfish. But I'm speaking to all, so hopefully I plant the seed to you so you can get the understanding of it. I want you to open up your eyes and understand that we have already been dealt a great hand. I don't care what the scenario is, whatever the situation may be, or whatever. God has embedded us with Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus of Nazareth. And I want you to understand that, is that through them, anything's possible. Through him, anything is possible. Anything, all of it, anything is possible, period. Anything's possible. Anything. There's nothing that's too impossible for God. That's why most people don't understand this Bible, is because it's done spiritually. And people just can't fathom the thought that a man walked on water or went to hell and came back or whatever the case may be. It's the Bible takes you to a place where you need to be, because if you think carnal-minded in this world, you're not ready for the gospel. But it's okay. You have to pump yourself up. And if you think it's impossible, the impossible can't happen for you. If you think you're supposed to get sick and die, then I don't know what to tell you. The Bible does not discuss that. But again, I want you to understand about time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time on things that does not glorify the Father, for one. And for two, don't you just, I mean, especially if you're, you know, of age, of older, you know, if you're young, you're living life, that's understandable because a lot of them don't know no better. But if you're around late 20s, 30s, and 40s, now that's a draw line. You have to do something remarkable, impeccable with your life. I'm not talking about go out and get a great job. I'm not talking about that. God has gave us all this favor. You should have your name ring in a positive way for the Father. You see what I'm saying? I want you to understand and grasp what I'm saying, is that you have to do something big. I mean, these great people, you know, what I'm trying to get at is leave a mark. Leave a mark in this world. So if you did bad all your life and things like that, you want to make it up, do it for somebody else. Try to shape off something different. You know? I mean, because you don't, because your name is going to carry, you know, wherever you go. So if you did bad, you're gonna end up in a bad place. But I'm saying this, is make your mark, make your name legendary in somewhat. Or do something for a child, or do something that you have never done for somebody before and tell them God told you to do it. And something laid on my heart to share that with somebody. I guess somebody needed to hear that. But again, we are children of God. I mean, we are literally the blessing. I mean, I don't care if you see the man on the corner or the hooker on the street. They're a person of God, whether they know it or not. It's just that you have to share the love and the gospel with them. And you can't convert people. They have a choice. But we are all God's children. And what we have to, and what you have to understand is that there is going to be a one day, hopefully, that you think, well, not think, once you know that Jesus is Lord, hopefully you can change somebody else's life, because people can live for 30, 40 years the same way. But then it might be that one time, the next day, they just might wake up and go, you know what? I believe in Jesus. You see what I mean? So what it is that us as Christians, we need to go out and tell people more about who Jesus is. I mean, the thing is, the focus is not the church. I mean, you go to church to fellowship, you get restored, you fellowship, you know, you get the knowledge, you get the wisdom, you do things together, but you're supposed to go out to the world and witness about Yahshua. Now, there's going to be people denying, but to at least plant a seed to someone. I'm trying to make it almost a daily situation to witness to somebody I have no clue that I know of from Adam, and witness to them about Jesus Christ, if they're willing. I mean, that's what Jesus did. I mean, how can you call yourself Christian if you're not doing it? Well, I'm busy. Well, this and that. Then, I mean, how do you think Jesus felt? The law was on him 24/7, 365. I mean, think about that. And most people are afraid of law. I'm not saying go out and break it. But when it comes to Christ, you're going to, the law doesn't line, the law, sometimes the law of the land doesn't line up with Christ. And you could be put in jail. I mean, how do you think Jesus died? He went to court and they killed him. From his peers or whatever, because from blasphemy. I mean, think about it. I mean, the law was on him. So when you're doing miraculous things in this world for Christ and standing up for righteousness, don't feel bad. People don't know. I mean, don't be afraid of law. You see what I'm saying? That's demonic. A lot of that's demonic. But see, you know, Satan wants you to get the picture of the church of passive, real passive people and nice, and they're going to do what you say and things like that. That's not the gospel. That has nothing to do with it. These people that we read out the book of, they all went to jail. They all went to jail. I'm not saying go to jail. But these people stood up for righteousness because they knew what was right, and they're doing something for God. Don't please man, please the Father. And you're, oh my goodness, where you're going to go eternally, where you go, you'll be fine. But stand up for what's right. Stand up for what needs to be told. Stand up for righteousness. I know the laws of the land doesn't line up with the word of God. That's what makes you an outsider. They're going to say you're wrong. But God is not. The Father, Jesus, is not. That's how you get your crowns in heaven. Yeah, it may hurt. Yeah, you may even lose your job. But you got to know Jesus, and God is going to take care of you. You got to know Yahshua is going to take care of you. I fight with it all the time. But again, I want you to, you can pray for more faith. If your faith is weak, pray for more faith from the Father. He'll grant you that. He's trying to build you to a supernatural person where you depend on him and not the ways of the world. Giving people gospel, giving people food, giving people spiritual insight, changing people's lives. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, a lot of people may not agree with me, and they call themselves Christian, but they missed the point. You have to look at that Bible and see how these people lived. And the more and more I see sayings out of it, the more I get more revelation from it, I'm saying, wow. Most of these people were church folks that was coming at Jesus, at Yahshua. I mean, you think it's going to feel good while you're out there giving gospel? Going against Satan, you think it's going to be? There's going to be a fight, but keep fighting the good fight. Keep praying. But if you are weak in faith, pray for more faith. Okay. So that was set on my heart, and hopefully that this message opens up your eyes and your spiritual eye towards more towards Christ, and I want you to pay attention to what God says, not man. But keep praying for spiritual discernment. You know, have God show you if this person's of good or bad. But God won't, he likes to guide. He doesn't force. He likes to guide you. Okay? So again, I hope this message was a blessing to you. And hopefully you take this knowledge and act on it and get wisdom from the Father. And again, just keep tuning in to shows. Pray for Lammy, pray for Charles and my family. I pray for yours as well. And keep tuning in, listening to our old archives and getting spiritual insights. If you need prayer, if you know someone needs prayer, feel free to call in, and you'll be, you know, blessed. In the name of Jesus, have a great Sunday and enjoy your week. God bless. Love you. Bye.
I'm reading on.